Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a basketball player.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening and good day, boys and girls, because it must be Monday because Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories is on today. And we want to thank you, moms and dads, grandma, nana, grandfather, poppy, aunts and uncles, and people who just plain care. Now, thank you for letting us share an evening of fun in retiring the sun. We're so glad that we're able to be here again. And we know, boys and girls, that the sun seems to be out longer all the time. So generally when 8 o'clock comes, you would go to bed and you would be ready to go to bed. But now it seems as though it's up all the time. So this show is going to help you be able to bring the sun down. And we have some special guests. And, of course, we also have our person that's our friend and is always with us, and that's Starfish. Starfish, say something.
Hi, boys and girls. How are you doing on this sunny, sunny day? I enjoy the sun greatly playing tennis.
Oh, my goodness. You played tennis again. Yes. How was it?
It was great. I had 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, and 6-year-olds, all ages on the court.
So that means that boys and girls, no matter what your age, you can get out there and play tennis. Because I think that Starfish started when she was like about 2.
Yeah, very, very early.
And I want to thank everybody for coming and joining us again with the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and being able to hear the first song that we played, which was Tell Me What You Want It to Be. Now, that song talks about dreams and setting goals. Now, Starfish, can you think of someone that has done something like that and done more than just dreaming to become something, but doing? Now, let me give you a clue who that person could be. She just finished. Think it's coming clear?
I think I know.
Oh, boys and girls, we've heard her before.
This girl is very special to all of us. And her name is Eden Duncan Smith. And she'll share with you her nickname. Now, she just finished acting in a play on Broadway. She has turned her goals, her dreams, into reality.
Hello.
Hi.
There she is.
Hi, I'm Eden.
And we're so glad that, Eden, you could join us. Did that song bring back any memories? And exactly, Eden, let us know about what your dream was.
That song really did bring back memories. It brought back memories of when I. It brought back memories from when I was in Lion King, on Broadway, and it was a wonderful experience for me.
Wow.
I believe that Broadway is, I believe that Broadway is not that far away from any of your hopes and dreams, and I believe that any of you guys can be there, go there.
You really think we can?
Anybody can. Of course they can. They just have to try. They have to have heart. They have to be committed. They have to have hard work. They just, all you need to do is pray, dream big, be committed.
And practice probably a lot of times.
Yes. You have to do your homework. Mm-hmm. You have to practice. Yes, it's so much hard work.
Right, you're dancing, you're singing, remembering the words.
It's a lot to remember, but it might be a lot to remember, but it's okay, because when you try hard, it's very easy.
And I think that if you really want to do it, it's probably makes it a lot. It doesn't make it quite as hard because it's something that you want to do, so you don't really see it as work.
You have to try hard. If you want to do it, then you have to try hard to get to. If you want to do it, you have to try hard to get it. You can't just try and then give up because you believe that you can't do it. Like you might think that you can't do it. You might stumble and fall, but you might just get back up again if you try.
Right, and I agree with that. That's a really, really good, really good.
And that advice is not only great for kids that are Eden's age, but also that same advice goes on for college kids and also grown adults. Anyone who wants to pursue a dream, you have to keep on trying, never give up.
Yes, that is really something to do too. And I think that you do that too. You have to practice too with tennis, Starfish, right?
Yes, practice, practice, practice every day. So it becomes, you sleep about it, you dream about it at nighttime, you think about it during the day, all the time. You live your sport, you live your dream.
Wow, so I wonder, we're kind of getting a little feedback here. I wonder what's going on here. So let's play a little song, because I think that it would probably be great, because it is getting ready to be summer, and you know what that means. Summer was why Star talked about tennis. Summer is what is a great time to go and go to the plays and look at Lion King and be able to do a lot of things like going to the beach and going to the park. So let's hear it. Here we go.
Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the sunshine? Are you ready for the birds and bees, the apple trees, and a whole lot of fooling around? Are you ready for the summer?
Summertime.
I'm always ready for the summertime.
I'm ready to, because that's when the sun comes out, and that's when I want to go out there and play all the time. And I take little boys and girls, we go to the park, and we also go to summer camp. And I think that Eden has a story that she wants to read, you know, Starfish, that talks about summer camp.
Of course, I would love to read it.
I'm waiting. I'm ready. I think that also Jason out there probably would love to hear that. And also probably Marjorie. And what do you think, Starfish? You think there's anybody else that would love to hear it?
I know plenty of girls and boys who would love to hear it. Our Zion, who's traveling to Boston, would love to hear it. Myla and Chai and our new friend Melina would love to hear it too.
Oh, and so would Nicole. Nicole will be finished with school tomorrow, so she'll want to know what to do for summer. And certainly going to a summer camp would be perfect.
Yes.
I will start.
Good!
Yay!
'Twas the night before camp, when the town park, the counselors were working till well after dark. The canoes were moored by, the boat docked with care, in hopes that young paddlers soon would be there. In the morning, Mom woke him. Rise and shine, kiddo! But he pulled up the covers. I don't want to go. I don't know anyone there. I'll be gone all day. Can't I just go over to Tommy's and play? Camp is one giant playtime, Mom said. So don't you stress. And it's not an overnighter. Okay, I'll try it, I guess. The bus picked him up at the end of the street and dropped off kids where the sign said to meet. There were a whole bunch of children, none that Rick knew. He felt lost and lonely. What do I do? Come join the Lions Cubs, said the counselor Kim, who today was teaching the kids how to swim. Kick your feet, move your arms, place your face in the water. Excellent, Rick. You swim like an otter. For the rest of the morning, the Cubs explored nature trails. They saw butterflies, birds, crawling bugs, snakes, and snails. They gathered up sticks and found bark to make boats. They set them a sail. Hey, look, mine really floats. Then at the end of the lake should appear but a beautiful doe and two baby brown deer. Their eyes, how they twinkled, their bobtails so twitchy, their legs so slender, while Rick's were so itchy. Anybody starving? Asked Kim. It's time to eat lunch. But Rick wasn't hungry. He missed his mom a whole bunch. Counselor Kim sat next to him and asked, are you okay? I want to go home, Rick told her. I'm so nervous today. Kim smiled and said, hey, little cub. I'm nervous just like you. This is my very first job. I'm away from home, too. Last night I tossed and turned in bed and couldn't get the jitters out of my head. Same here, replied Rick. I really understand. So wherever you're nervous, just hold on to my hand. It's a deal, said Kim, and thanks for the talk. Could you help me carry the jump rope and chalk? For the rest of the week, Rick had oodles of fun. There were three-legged races, which he and Kim won. He made a scrapbook and drum at the arts and crafts table, stared in a play from the old Aesop's fable. Day camp ended on Friday. Oh, what a bummer. I want to go back for 2 weeks next summer,
That was the end.
My goodness.
Wasn't that good, Starfish?
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Ready for summer. Or summer, yes. And boys and girls, when is the first day of summer? Who knows?
I know.
Even though it's like summer right now. Now, what is it, Aunt Jewel?
Well, boys and girls, guess what? That's the day it's my birthday. That's June 21st, the longest day of the year.
Yes, it is. But I'm all geared up for summer right now, right this instant.
Now, I wonder, though, Eden, we didn't hear your nickname, and we also didn't hear how you feel about going to summer camp, and if you ever went to summer camp.
I do feel great about summer camp. I have been to two, actually. I've been to Mount Moon Camp when I was smaller. It was a Christian camp. And I went with my cousin and my friend, Diasia.
Wow. So you had a friend there, at least someone you knew when you went there. You weren't scared because you had someone that you knew.
Yes, of course. And then the second one I went to, I knew nobody, and I was so nervous.
I was smaller.
I went to a camp called Bucks Rock Camp.
And I went with my cousin and my friend, Diasia.
Wow. And did you spend the night? Was it a sleepover or just a day camp?
They both were sleepover camps. Mm-hmm. And they were... They both were sleepover camps, and I did meet a couple of friends at Bucks Rock.
Oh. Well, you know, we had somebody who wanted to ask you a question, but they left, so maybe they'll come back a little bit later. But it seems like Starfish is trying to wave her little hands, all five of them, to try to ask a question or either a comment.
Oh, I was just going to say that I know instantly once you got to the summer camp, you made great, great friends that lasted for a while. Is that true when you went to the summer camp?
Eden.
Yes?
Oh, I think we have somebody that's back, too, that would like to ask you. But I don't know if you answered Starfish's question.
Did you make great friends when you went to summer camp?
I made and met wonderful friends when I went to Bucks Rock. I met friends that I saw the next year who were older than me and in the next level, but that was okay because I still saw them every day.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Online.
Yes, who's online?
Myla.
Myla, guess who we have this time? We have Eden. Eden is on the phone. So, Eden, you want to ask Eden something?
Well, I have a compliment, and my compliment is that she did a really good job reading the book. I like how she read really, really clear and nice and loud.
Thank you.
Oh, that was good. Oh, did you hear that, Eden?
Yes. And I deeply appreciate it.
Well, I have a compliment.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. And well, we wonder, too, with Zion. Usually Zion is on all the time, too.
And she's Zion, she went to Boston.
Oh.
And she wasn't. Mm. She's not here. But she told me to say hi, Auntie Jewel, because she wasn't going to be here for the show.
Oh, okay. We love having her on there. She's been our co-host sometimes, too. So we'll say hi to you, and thank you. And also Starfish will say something, too.
Myla ran a race yesterday. What a battle.
Yeah, we're having a little feedback because I think it's coming from one of the phones of people calling in.
All right, boys and girls, make sure your computers. are turned down there. I wanted to just say that Myla ran a race yesterday. So talking about the hard work and that Eden puts in, Myla also put in great hard work and accomplished a huge achievement and won a medal yesterday.
Really? That's amazing.
That is. Now, remember, boys and girls, when you call in, turn your radio down because we can hear the feedback. So, you know what also happens? When you go to summer camp, you meet counselors, and they're there to help you.
Always. I've had so many counselors, and there were CITs, which are counselors in training, and they helped too.
Did you learn how to swim or how to make do some crafts or either make food?
I did go to culinary and I did learn how to make food. I also learned mentally how to swim, but I do not know how physically how to swim. And then I did do arts and crafts a lot because in the painting shop. I always went because that was my favorite shop, and I had the most friends there.
Oh.
Wow.
I also made a mirror in glass making and wood shop.
Wow.
It was shaped like a dress, and it had a hanger on it, had a wooden hanger on it.
Wow. She did an awful lot. You had a wonderful camp to learn all of those things during the summer. So when you came back, you could show your mommy what you learned and your daddy.
Yes.
Look what I have. Look what I did. I bet you there was probably one thing that was probably the same that happens everywhere, no matter where you go. It is hard to get you to go to sleep because you're so excited. You've made new friends. You want to talk all night. And it's really, really hard.
Yes.
Having pillow fights. Jumping on the bed. Talking all night. Lots of things.
Yes.
And I know that TJ, because his mommy has a lot, she when she puts him to bed, she knows it's going to take a while. And so she has to give him his water, make sure he brushes his teeth, and Nicole, and I know that Aaron probably not, maybe Nicole, I'm not sure, maybe sometimes she can come and surprise her mommy and brush her teeth before she even gets to bed. Her mom doesn't even have to say anything. And there's also Randy, who's always jumping on the bed. So much so that, guess what? We got a song for him.
Carol.
Want to hear it, Carol?
Yeah.
What about you, Eden?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
No. Jumping on the bed, no, 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 no. That's what I say. No, 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 no. No jumping on the bed,
no, 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 no.
That's what I say.
No, 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 no.
You can fall and break your head.
No, 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 no.
So no jumping on the bed.
No, 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 no.
I told them. Bounce across the room.
No, 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 no.
Out the door and down the hall.
No, 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 no.
Across the street into a truck.
No, 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 no.
Or coming from a shopping mall.
No, 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 no.
Driven by a guy named Ned.
No, 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 no.
So no jumping on the bed.
No, 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 no.
I told them
no.
No, 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 no. said.
No, 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 no.
That's what I said.
No, 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 no.
Watch TV instead.
No, 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 no.
Off jumping on the bed.
No, 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 no.
Anybody jumping on a bed in here?
No, Dad.
Anybody break anything in here?
No, Dad.
Anybody spill anything?
No, Dad.
Okay, I'm gonna go watch a game. Be good.
Yes, Dad.
That was so funny. What did you guys think?
That
it was
fun.
Cute.
It was.
No jumping on the bed. Have you ever jumped on the bed?
Yes, so many times.
And did your mommy come in and said, and your daddy come in and said, no jumping on the bed. You can break your head.
Well, once they were like, Eden, stop jumping on the bed. I was like, okay. And then, like, a few days later, I, like, took everything off the bed and then started jumping again.
And Starfish, did you ever jump on the bed?
Yes, and some people do pillow fights.
And even turn somersaults.
Yes.
And they
like
were going,
trampoline.
Right, exactly. They do it just like a trampoline. And they're like going, and the dad comes in or the mom comes in. It's like, are you guys jumping on the bed? No. Or in summer camp, are you jumping on the bed? No. And then as soon as they go out the door, they start jumping on the bed. And I wonder, Nicole, are you out there? Are you jumping on the bed?
Are you, Nicole?
We don't know. We will find out probably one day. But I know somebody who has a story, and they talk about jumping on the bed.
Yes, I do. I am getting ready. Now, my book is called No Jumping on the Bed. And that sounds familiar because we just heard a song called No Jumping on the Bed. Well, this one is by Ted Arnold. And the publishing company is Puffin Books. All right, kids, are you guys ready? Snuggled in your bed?
I don't know. Let's ask Myla just real quick if she's ready. Myla. Have you ever jumped on the bed?
I jumped on the bed once, and I almost fell off, but I caught myself when I was getting ready to fall off.
And that's why, boys and girls, there's no jumping on the bed.
Thank you, Myla, for that comment. All right. So, let's jump into this book.
Oh, that's cute.
All right. Here we go, boys and girls. In his bedroom near the top floor of a tall apartment building, Walter was getting ready for bed. Before turning out the light, his father said, maybe it's the same father as the other song. We'll see. His father said, if I've told you once, I've told you once more, I've told you a million times, no jumping on the bed. One day, it'll crash right through the floor. Now lie down and go to sleep. Just one more time? Asked Walter. But instead, he plopped down on his pillow and squeezed his eyes closed. Good night, instead. And closed his eyes. Good night, Dad. Good night, said his father. He turned off the light and pulled the door almost closed. The room was dark and quiet, except for a soft thump coming from the room above. That was Delbert upstairs, thought Walter. I wonder, boys and girls, what's going to happen next?
I see
what the rest of the story. As he was plopping, could you guess, Aunt Jewel, what's happening next?
No, I'm real eager to listen to you, though, to find out what happens next. Did he eat any food?
What do you think happens next, Evan?
Well, I don't know.
Let's see. So, now, it happened that Walter's bedroom was directly above Miss Hattie's dining room. She was more than a little surprised when a bed fell through her ceiling and Walter landed in her plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, my goodness.
I was not expecting company for dinner, he mumbled with a mouthful of meatballs. Said Walter. Spaghetti is my all-time favorite. But before he could eat, his bed smashed through the table and kept right on crashing down through the floor. Down, said Walter. Miss Hattie's, the plate, and the spaghetti, and the bed, and all. Down, fell Miss Hattie. Down. Now, Mr. Maddie, the TV, the spaghetti, the bed, and all. Walter's Aunt Betty had just moved into the building. She was still unpacking when Miss Maddie, and a dripping wet Walter tumbled through the ceiling right into a box containing her rare stamp collection. When he burst through the bottom of the box, Walter was a sticky mess. I see you started collecting stamps, said Aunt Betty, as she followed Walter through the new hole into her floor. Down, fell Walter, fell Miss Hattie, fell Mr. Maddie, and Aunt Fatty.
Wow.
The TV, the spaghetti, the bed, and all. Now, Patty and Natty had worked 3 days building their dream house with blocks, afraid that Fatty Cat might knock something over. They carefully sheeted her out for the night. Then upstairs, neighbors came through the ceiling. Excuse us, said Walter, remembering his manners. We won't be staying long. The words were barely past his lips when Walter's bed crashed through the bed and continued on its way. Down, fell Walter. Miss Hattie, Mr. Maddie, Aunt Betty, Patty, Natty, Fatty Cat, the TV, the stamp, the spaghetti, the bed, and the last thing Mr. Henratty ever expected to see was a bed coming through his studio ceiling, followed nearly by everyone in the building. If I had known you wanted to see my paintings, I would have tidied up a bit. But they never once paused to admire Mr. Henratty's colorful artwork. They were all too busy splashing in his cans of paint. Then his floor caved in and everyone followed Walter's bed down through the hole. Down, fell Walter, Miss Hattie, Mr. Maddie, Aunt Betty, Patty, Maddie, Fatty, and Mr. Henrati. And don't forget the Fatty Cat, 17 cans of paint, the stamps, the TV, the spaghetti, the bed, and all.
Wow.
Now, my maestro, Belengatti, and his string quartet were astonished by the colorful crowd that fell from the ceiling. The maestro loved his audience, even if they dropped in unannounced. But when Walter's bed smashed through the floor and paint splattered everywhere, the maestro wished his audience would leave. And so they did, along with his quartet. Maestro Felingatti's practice room floor was also the basement ceiling. It was dark and quiet as midnight down there. Walter squeezed his eyes closed and tumbled through the darkness until he landed on something soft. He opened his eyes. Everything was in its place. His bedroom lights were out. The door was almost closed, and through it, Walter could hear his mother and father talking quietly. "No more jumping on the bed for me," mumbled Walter as he lay down to sleep. Suddenly, he heard a creak. The ceiling cracked, and down came Delbert, bed and all. Down, down, down fell Delbert. The end.
Wow. It went through the floors. Can you believe that, Evan?
I can't believe that. That would hurt.
Yes. In someone's dinner, even.
And their spaghetti.
That was more than a pillow fight. And guess what, Starfish? We have someone on the line who I think probably has jumped on the beds too. What about you? Who's on? Who's joining us on the Blake Radio Network? Rainbow Soul, have you ever, caller, have you ever jumped on your bed?
Yes.
I think I know who this is. And I think we've mentioned her name a couple of times, didn't we, Eden, and also Starfish? I think it's probably Nicole. Yes.
Yeah.
Nicole, have you ever jumped on your bed?
Yes. Really?
Jump on bed with your brother?
No.
Did you jump on the bed with lots of pillows and a pillow fight of your own?
Yes.
Wow.
And you know what, Eden? Nicole will soon be finishing school, so she will have a lot of time to jump on her bed early in the morning, or probably late in the afternoon.
Bucky.
Well, thank you so much for calling us, Nicole. I'm so glad that you called. You have any shout-outs you want to do before you leave?
Hi, everybody.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. And we'll talk with you later.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye, Nicole. Bye.
Thanks for calling us.
Welcome.
We have somebody else on the line who... Who's this?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, who is this?
Hi.
It's Shane. My name is Shane.
Hi, Shane. Have you ever jumped on the bed?
Yes, I actually still jump on the bed. It's so much fun.
And does anyone see you jump on the bed?
Well, I try to do it in my own privacy because I'm afraid of getting in trouble.
And you would, too.
Yeah, most likely. I don't want to go through the bed.
Well, we know what happens when you do. Starfish read that line. She read the book on that one.
Definitely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a new caller. I think Shane has never called us before.
Yes, this is actually my first time.
Really?
Yes. Show's very interesting. I'm actually listening to the show with my niece, and she's enjoying every moment of it.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Oh.
How old is she?
She's 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know that Eden knows about being 3 years old.
Yes.
And our great co-host, Eden, can be a great role model for your niece to look up to. She's accomplished so much and still can explore so many more goals.
That's awesome. Good for you, Eden. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And what's your niece's name?
Her name is Heaven.
Hello, Heaven. How are you?
She's smiling. She's shy.
Aww. Look, we have Heaven, and we have
Eden,
Heaven,
and Eden, and we have Star. And Star, funny enough, her middle name is Eden, so it's pretty interesting. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that's the best name ever.
She's just Heaven.
She's definitely an angel.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
No problem. You guys have
Starfish.
A great night.
Starfish,
thank you.
Oh, good. And Starfish.
All right.
Have a good night.
And bye.
Is she sleepy yet? Bye. Is she sleepy yet? I wonder if she is. Because now, boys and girls, it's time for the bedtime story. And I think, Eden, do you think they brushed their teeth before they got in bed?
Of course, you should always brush your teeth before you go to bed.
And Starfish, do you think that they got their very favorite toy to go to bed with them?
Oh, yes, they're snuggling up. I know Melina has her favorite bear that she snuggles up with when she goes to bed.
She definitely has. She's played so hard all day. And, Eden, is there anyone that you want to give a shout-out to?
Yes. I would like to give a shout-out to Janelle Excel, who is 5, and I really miss her. She used to go to my old school.
Oh, wow. Hi, are you ready to go to bed, too? And your mommy, do you think your mommy is probably getting a little nap time right now, sneaking it in, because you're so full of energy?
Wonder.
And your daddy is probably going, okay, when's Eden going to bed? But generally, you're up really late because if you go to practice, you've mentioned your schedule. I've heard it before. Maybe boys and girls can see what that schedule's like. Going to school and doing some of the things that you do.
My schedule is usually tight. My schedule before was I always had shows at night except for on Sundays. And I had shows in the mornings on Sundays, Saturdays, and Wednesdays. And then my schedule now is I have dance practice every night. So that's rough.
Wow. So you probably, when you come home, you're probably very, very exhausted.
Yes, of course.
Well, I'm going to read a story. And boys and girls out there, Christopher, I know this happens with you, and Fallon and James and Blakey, get ready to put that favorite thumb in your mouth. Get ready to grab that favorite pillow. And guess what? Poppy is already falling asleep. But
I think Eden is falling asleep, too.
Oh, you think Eden is falling asleep?
Yep, Heaven is closing those eyes.
I see. I agree. And Eden probably knows some people, too, that are falling asleep right now.
Yes, I know I know that Esmeralda is falling asleep. I know little Poppy is falling asleep. I know Jordan is falling asleep. I know even Daniel is falling asleep.
Wow.
Wowee. And I know another person. Grandpa Roberts has fallen asleep, too.
Yeah.
He says he's watching the game, but we know he's fallen asleep. Well, I've got this special story that is about a baby leopard. And it is what you call an Aesop's fable. And starfish usually reads a lot of these sometimes. And guess what they have at the end of the story?
A moral.
You are so right. Yes, they do. Okay, so boys and girls, snuggle up because we're getting ready. Because we've had some wonderful songs by the Barbers when they were reading, singing their song. And Wow Life, that was from the, yeah, it's called the Life Wild Symphony. And they did the Circle of Life. But we're kind of regressing a little bit. And Starfish knows that I do that sometimes. Let's get back to the story. Now, storytelling. You ready? Are you ready, Starfish? Are you ready, Edden?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Now, storytelling is one of the trees of life. Reading and writing are its branches. Throughout Africa, storytelling is used to educate the young. How and why, tales and fables teach about values in life and nature. Now, in ancient Africa, most stories were told out loud. Nowadays, in modern Africa, children read stories, write their own stories, and listen to traditional storytellers. Now, the baby leopard is a how and why. Now, it tells because it explains how the leopards got its spots. It also is a fable because it warns us to be careful around fire. Now, the children from Ghana and Nigeria, two countries in West Africa, know many versions of this story. So, right now, we're going to tell you our story. Now, once upon a time, a very long time ago, there lived a baby leopard. Now, in those days, leopards lived in houses. They wore shoes, and they told each other stories. I don't think any leopards are in your house, Edden or Starfish. Do you have any baby leopards?
No.
Well, one day, a baby leopard wanted to go out and play. So he asked, "Mama, may I go outside and play?" "Oh, yes, you may, my son, but I want you to remember one thing," said Baby Mama Leopard. "Baby Leopard, Baby Leopard, please don't mess with fire." Now, we've already had one parent tell us not to jump on the bed. Now we have a mama telling us not to play with fire. Do you think he listened?
No.
Edden, do you think he listened?
No.
Well, let's see what happens. "But Mama," said Baby Leopard, "I'm not afraid of fire. I'm a leopard. Growl." Now, Baby Leopard ran out into the bright sunshine, and he was having a wonderful time. He chased the butterflies. He chased the birds. He chased the bees. The leaves on the trees and the breeze could see Baby Leopard. They wanted to help him. So they whispered, "Baby Leopard, Baby Leopard, please don't mess with fire." But Baby Leopard looked up at them and said in an angry voice, "Who are you? And you can't tell me what to do. I'm not afraid of any old fire. I'm a leopard. Growl." Now, Baby Leopard would not listen. Instead, he kept on playing until he began to smell a strange odor. He didn't really know what the smell was. Then he saw smoke. Suddenly, a giraffe with a very long neck appeared from the smoke. He was very frightened. He tried to warn Baby Leopard, and so he said loudly, "Baby Leopard, Baby Leopard, please don't mess with fire." Baby Leopard laughed, and the giraffe said, calm down. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm not afraid of fire. I'm a leopard. Growl. Baby leopard would not listen. So the giraffe with the very long neck ran past baby leopard. Many animals of the forest were running past him. And soon baby leopard was all alone in the forest, except for one thing. Red, yellow, and orange fingers began poking through the smoke. Connecting to the fingers was a flaming red, yellow, orange body connecting to a flaming red, yellow, orange head. And out the head came a long, flaming red, yellow, orange tongue. The fire began to dance towards baby leopard, moving closer and closer to him, and he said it in a very scary voice. Baby leopard, I'm fire. Baby leopard stood very still. He was so afraid of the fire that he could not move. He looked into the fire and thought to himself, what is fire going to do to me? Fire's long arms began to encircle frightened baby leopard. Suddenly it said, oh, baby leopard, wouldn't you like to play a game with me? Let us play a game of tag, shall we? I will burn your head. I will burn your nose. I will burn your knees. I will burn your toes. Scratch, scratch, baby leopard. I will burn you all over your back. Laughed fire. Oh, cried baby leopard, and he ran home to his mommy. Mommy leopard was so very happy to see baby leopard, she picked him up, she hugged him and rocked him. Then she put some cornstarch all over his body. 3 months passed, and baby leopard felt somewhat better. But when he looked at his body, he saw so many burn places. He tried to rub them out, but they would not go away. Baby leopard ran out into the rain and said, rain, please wash those off me. But the rain said, baby leopard, I'm sorry, I can wash your back, but I can never, ever wash out your spots. Ever since that day, leopards have had spots to remind all of us one thing. Baby leopard, please don't mess with fire. The end. And that was by Linda and Clay Goss.
That was a great story.
That was wonderful.
I'm so glad that you liked it, and I think that some of the boys and girls are going to sleep. And I'm so glad that they saw that. Didn't you think, what did you think that moral of the story was, Eden?
I think the moral was, don't play with fire.
And what do you think it was, Starfish?
I agree with Ed and also to listen to your mommy or listen to your daddy because they sometimes know best.
And I wonder if you're sleepy yet.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the rain, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone.
Are you sleepy yet, Myla?
I'm getting sleepy.
Good. Blowing out my mind. You got this look.
Are you getting sleepy, Eden?
I am.
I know Starfish is probably trying to keep her eyelids open. But you know, boys and girls, we still have a few friends out there in California who are not sleepy quite yet. We have lots of boys and girls. We have lots of boys and friends from all over the world. And we want to sing them a song by Randy Newman. We want to close out with that. And then our very own guest, who not only just came here and sharing so much with us, but she's going to sing us out with a song that she knows. It's like part of that world. Yes, part of that world, because we're having so many friends. But before we close, let's hear what Randy Newman has to say. Part of that world, and she's going to sing us the song by The Little Mermaid, because we have so many friends out there, and some are asleep and some are still awake.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. Want this thingamabob? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing, walking around on those, what's the word? All right, feet. Flipping your finger, don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, prancing, strolling along down the, what's the word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering and free.
And Jewel says good night. So keep singing.
Wish I could be.
Thank you for joining us. And thank you so much, Eden. Thank you for coming. And we know we're going to have more.
I love that world.
You're awesome. So wonderful. We're definitely going to be having you again and again and again, because you make them feel so much at home. And
thank
boys
you.
And girls, I want to hear what Starfish and Eden have to say. Thank you for being my guest.
You're welcome.
Starfish, also, thank you. What did you have to say? Starfish. I know Starfish is there.
Starfish? She's there. But we want to thank you so much, boys and girls, for being a part of our show. This is Blake Radio Network, and I just want to ask you one question. Are you sleepy yet? Good night.
Good night. Oh, good.
You said good night. Now, of course, the responsibility and opinions of the music expressed in the above Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories and other contributions rest solely with their author and publication, and it does not imply their endorsement by Blake Radio Network or Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. And we want to thank also for the music that we had played today from The Circle of Life, which was a very important part of Eden's life. And that was from the Wild Symphony 7. And also, we want to thank Lisa Lowe for Are You Ready for Summer? And, of course, our theme song was Just Like a Star for Going to Sleep by Corinne Bailey Ray and No Jumping on the Bed by Barber. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Myla. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Shane. And thank you, boys and girls, for being a part of our story. Good night.
Good night.
I'll call you right back, okay? And I'll call you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night. Thanks again for coming and being our special guest.
You're welcome.